The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, it's not all hard work at the G7. Boris Johnson and his wife Carrie hosted a barbecue on the beach in Cornwall last night for the world leaders. And my favourite columnist with The Guardian, Dawn Foster, is on the line. Hi, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So, Dawn, listen, it looks like scenes of great camaraderie and everything among the leaders and barbecues on the beach last night and everything. Is it all going swimmingly, would you say?
I think essentially it feels as if there are two G7s going on. So if you look at the photographs, then you have, you know, for instance, Carrie Johnson after her kind of shotgun wedding that was clearly designed so that her and Boris could present a united front as a kind of power couple. There are a lot of photos of, you know, barbecues on the beach, you know, trips to the Manac Theatre. Boris and Carrie Johnson's very small child is in a lot of photos, and they're the only leaders who've actually taken their child. So there are a lot of photo ops of Boris Johnson cozying up to leaders. He's very, very keen for him to be seen with Joe Biden, and Carrie Johnson is, you know, constantly elbowing her way into photos with the First Lady.
Okay, You've got the boot in twice now, Dawn, so we'll just give people a bit of context here, which is the last time you were on with us. I made the mistake of saying you were friends with Carrie Johnson in college, but you weren't, but you did know her, and I think it's fair to say you didn't have a lot of time for her in college. You moved in different circles, would that be fair?
Yes, I think so. I think it was always very obvious that she was very, very ambitious, and I was a lot less ambitious.
Okay.
But then when you look at the press, you can see, for instance, that Boris Johnson is briefing that he has given EU leaders hell over Brexit and the Northern Ireland Protocol. And you can see that Joe Biden is still very, very wary of Boris Johnson. You know, Biden has previously in the past said that Boris Johnson was Britain's Trump, and Boris Johnson was seen by Americans as being the closest world leader to Trump. So Johnson is desperate to forge what he has very clumsily called the indestructible relationship after Tony Blair called the UK-American relationship the special relationship. So he's desperately trying to forge that, and it's not quite working. And then, you know, he's constantly briefing the press that he has given the EU leaders hell over Brexit, while the EU leaders are clearly, reading these headlines, turning around to Boris Johnson and saying, "You agreed to the Northern Ireland Protocol. You can't now turn around and say that you don't agree with it." So there are kind of two G7s going on.
So you would agree what a lot of people think here, and what was said earlier on our panel, is that Boris Johnson is very much playing to a home crowd with all this stuff. But on the other hand, he has kind of, the Northern Ireland Protocol has kind of waylaid his G7 in a way, and it does seem awkward for him at times.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Johnson is desperate to keep his poll bounce in the UK. He's desperate to get a invitation to the White House, but he can't really deal with the fact that the Northern Ireland Protocol is hanging over all of these issues. And he isn't a Prime Minister that can deal very well with details. And the Northern Ireland Protocol is essentially very, very detailed.
Now, your friend Carrie, and she's Carrie, she's going by Carrie Johnson now, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She announced to the press immediately that she was changing her name, and you know she's been briefing very heavily to the press that all of her outfits that are very, very carefully chosen have been rented, that she isn't spending very much money on them, etc. But it's very, very clear that she wants to be in a lot of these photos, all of the photos with Boris Johnson. She's trying to present a kind of Jackie O figure and trying to make him look a bit more like President Kennedy rather than somebody who's kind of leapt out of a bin and into a suit.
So your opinion on Carrie would be that this really is the culmination of the plan she started when you knew her back in college. Like, this is her ultimate moment then, isn't it? And it's all against kind of gorgeous beach scenes, and it's almost like Hyannisport or Martha's Vineyard or something. These gorgeous beach scenes, lovely blues behind her and everything. You think this is a big performance for her on the stage, on the world stage?
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, when you look at them as a couple, then, you know, Carrie clearly has some soft power. She can play to the press. She can look very, very photogenic. She can set up a lot of these photo ops. And so for her, it's all perfect. It's working perfectly. You know, she can play to the First Lady. The only problem is that Boris Johnson isn't that good at actual diplomacy. He's not a very diplomatic person, either in person or, you know, globally and politically, and so he will be where essentially they fall down as a couple and where Britain falls down as a global power.
Now, but he has been doing his bit for the imagery. We see him jogging on the beach. We saw him swimming in the sea yesterday.
Yes, you have. So after he came out of hospital, where he nearly died of COVID, after, you know, announcing that he was shaking hands with loads of COVID victims, he said that he had a kind of road to Damascus moment over his health, and that he wanted to lose a lot more weight. So you see him jogging, you see him, you know, you see him swimming in the sea, and this is also something that Boris Johnson always did as London mayor. Every single time he was facing a political crisis, he would go out jogging, he would go out for a bike ride. So he always wanted, whenever he was in the middle of a crisis, to be seen to be out exercising, because it made him look a little bit more powerful. It made him look a bit, a lot more dynamic than somebody who was simply hiding in the hotel room or hiding in their house.
Okay. Dawn Foster from The Guardian, always nice to talk to you.